Let the record reflect that all five board members are present, so we do have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is election of officers for 2009. And that would be the office of president of the board and vice president of the board. And the floor is open for a motion.
I'd move that Mr. Saunders be president this coming year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Greg Saunders be the president for 2009. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Office of Vice President. Is there a motion?
A point of information.
Yes.
Process. I understand from a prior director that we adapted the supervisor's process by seniority as far as election of the vice president, or as well as the president. What is the present scheme of things, if you will?
More or less a rotation.
More or less a rotation.
That's right. So that directors take turns, one
right.
after the other, serving as first vice president mm-hmm. and then generally as president. Now that, I say generally because we had a situation where a director was not willing to serve as president.
Villeneuve.
He was willing to serve as vice president.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for a period of about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So what's our pleasure?
Gentlemen? Is there a motion for vice president?
I'll make a motion that Peter Chalicott take the position as vice president.
Any discussion on the motion? Director Chalicott has been nominated to serve as vice president. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Was there a second on it? I didn't hear.
Yes, there was.
Okay.
All right, let's do it again. Is there a motion for vice president? The January 29th meeting, the board rules will be on the agenda, and we can discuss it then. I think it would be good to have the full set of rules before us so that if there's any other issue that the new directors would like to either modify or seek clarification on, we can do it all at once. Is that satisfactory?
Sure.
Great.
I think the only thing that we kind of came to the conclusion was better for the president to have served as vice president for continuity. Yeah.
Yes. And it can be a lot of work. Trust me.
Well, I appreciate the comment, but since we'll not go through a full discussion, but I'm a belief, and my beliefs are that performance reality of the issues that are facing an organization determine who's best sitting in each position. And obviously the organization structure as it is, you can't have a complete change in overnight, and I appreciate that. And I think it's performance and the reality of what happens in an intervening period. And plus everyone's right. personal needs and requirements too.
That's right. Thank you. All right, the first substantive item on the agenda is a public hearing to consider adoption of Resolution 01-2009, which would rescind water and sewer rate adjustments for fiscal years 2008-2009 and 2009-2010. The general manager will give us a brief staff report.
Thanks. I did want to make mention of one clerical error that we're going to correct in the agenda itself. You'll notice on it that it has Greg Saunders listed as president when this was issued on December 19th. That is, of course, incorrect. At the time, he was vice president. He is able to call meetings as vice president. So there are three places in the heading and in the opening paragraph and in the signature where we will actually change that to read vice president. So I just want to make that mention before we go on. District Council advises since it's ministerial, we can do that. This public hearing to adopt Resolution 01-2009 rescinding the water and sewer rate adjustments for fiscal years 2008-2009 and 2009-2010 we mainly just showed the fiscal impact of those adjustments. Currently, the bills that went out for the September-October billing period, because this rate adjustment was effective on September 1st, for water, it represents $35,339. For wastewater, $35,227 conservation tips. Also, the last figures on the page or at the bottom are the ones that are from the budget that was previously approved that shows the revenues that, as we work toward amending the budget, will be reduced or redacted from the next budget. For 08-09, for water, $173,284, $172,000 out of wastewater. For 9-10, we projected $207,940, and for wastewater, $206,400. So we wanted to at least have that described for you, and we leave the discussion to the board. And we attach the relevant resolution 01-2009.
Thank you. Any questions of the general manager? We have one request to speak on this matter, Tina Dickinson. Public hearing. You did. You've got item Roman numeral 2 marked here, which we're on. Is that the one you intended to speak on? Okay. Well, come up to the microphone, please.
I really wanted to speak after you vote on the resolution and adopt it.
Well, why don't you come up under public comment?
Great. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Apparently, there's no one who wishes to speak to the board during the public hearing, so I'll close the public hearing. Board members, discussion?
Yes. I'd like to address the issue. We've gone through a little over a year and a half of rate increases, challenges, certifications, changes, and an election. I will obviously represent that I would vote for the rescinding of this rate increase. I do want to make sure that the public realizes, and I think I said it quite a bit during the time of the election run, that I am was for and would still be for, and I probably will engage in a push and to bring as much information as possible to the public that this doesn't turn out to be, and I looked it up, a Pyrrhic victory in a sense that we needed to make this rescinded. However we want to discuss the procedures and the policies, whether they lacked definition and other needed to be addressed by rescinding this. But I have always believed for the last year and a half that we definitely, which I think is evidence of the major amount of what I'll call major maintenance that needs to be done, and that runs into the hundreds of thousands a year. And we will work, and Peter and I have met as the Utilities Committee to try to look at each of the projects, trying to come up with a rating system and also to work towards getting it to meld into what will come forward in the future, but that work needs to be done. We do need to do our capital projects, so we need to move forward on increasing the rate base, so the basic revenue of the CCSD for the water and sewer rate structures. And I think it's important that everybody understands this isn't a full reprieve in the sense of that we're not going to see something come up quickly coming forward, at least from my perspective. And I think that everyone should work towards looking at it and judging it on its merit, which will be to rebuild the infrastructure, to expand the infrastructure on firefighting and the like. And that will be my focus as part of the Utilities Committee to make sure that money will be wisely spent. With that,
thank you, Director D'Amico. I know the ad hoc finance committee has been meeting on this issue. Would either of you, Merle or Alan, like to give us a status report?
Yeah, we have met and met with staff. There's been, two meetings? As recently as yesterday. And what we want to indicate is that with the recension of these rates during this next six-month period, it is effectively going to create a deficit of about $430,000 in our budget for this year. That will end up being reflected probably in a decrease in surplus. The staff is doing everything possible to cut back in not replacing staff and looking at cuts in all kinds of areas, including travel and conventions. And, of course, there will be some interest rate cuts because we would not be paying for a loan that was projected. But overall, it's still given out a kind of a notes of our meeting the other day, and one of the things we wanted to very specifically talk with staff on was that at no time did we expect that reserve to drop below the $3 million number. That was kind of a drop dead place that in terms of having to use drastic actions. Of course, it's understood that if rate increases don't occur over the next budget period, then it would be very hard to hold that number. So as Director D'Amico says, there is going to be a need for rate increases, and what we're recommending is that staff bring back to the board a revised budget for 2008-2009 at our 29th meeting, and is beginning to work immediately on a revised budget for 2009-2010, which we would hopefully have back to the board by March for first view and April for approval. And also at that time, it would reflect rates necessary for the operation portion of the budget. And we want to make sure we're talking two different things here. One is, what is the operational costs of running the district? And then separately, the CPIs as determined by the utility CPI. Excuse me, I keep using it. CIP. Capital Improvement Program. I should use the whole words rather than the acronyms, because I keep trying to change the overall economy of the world, and that isn't going to work.
good luck.
Not in today's. I'd have a different job if I could do that. So that's what we're looking forward to. There's some tasks that we feel that need to be developed prior to that budget, and at the direction of the board, either the Finance Committee or Executive Committee or other committees. It could be directed to do those, and we need to develop a reserve policy, and we need to develop amend our investment policy. We need to have a written 218 proposal policy, and we need to develop the future for tiering and staffing and benefits. And so those are things that we hopefully will be working on either to direct.
And so we need to get very busy very quickly in order to get a new proposal back here to the board, have it vetted with the community, and then go through the Proposition 218 process again. And I think the timeline that Director Clift has outlined is one that we really need to adhere to. We've simply got to address these issues and get it done.
That would mean rates, if approved, would be effective with the start of the next fiscal year.
Next fiscal year.
Yeah, July.
July 1.
July. Right. If we can hold to that time schedule, and I think we really need to, then that's correct.
There was one other.
One other item? Go ahead.
One other point, and it was on my list here, too, and I didn't do it. Staff has asked, because of the loss of at least one staff member and the changing around of duties and things, to be able to revert back to the 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so whether that's prerogative of the executive committee or the whole board, that's just a recommendation from the.
I don't believe it requires board action, but I think we should alert the community that for the time being, anyway, the hours will remain from 10 a.m., the public hours will remain from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Although they did indicate willingness to stay open until 5 p.m. on those days when there is a. a deadline cutoff date so that people don't have to...
For billing.
Yeah, for billing.
Payment of bills.
Right, payment.
Right, exactly. Okay. So those hours will remain in effect. Director Chaldicott.
Yeah, I had a question. It was, we were doing 1C where you said about there'd be a deficit of about $430,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what... did your committee have any ideas what we'll do about that? Because most of our costs are sort of fixed costs. Were you planning to take it out of the
reserves?
Reserves.
Yeah. It will have to, at this point in time. There's little. There are. That is a net after looking at. If you look at the budget, there was the expectation of the amounts listed here of $173,000 and $172,000, and then offsets because of interest on loans that we wouldn't have to new because there was no new loans. Reduction in not replacing people, stopping convention and travel other than those that are necessary for licensing purposes. I think there's some certifications that staff needs to get done, so that would be considered. There were some miscellaneous items such as reduction in sludge hauling possibly and other things, but when you put all those together and then you bring back into the budget salaries that were listed in capital improvement projects, the net effect is a minus $430,000. Now that's a round number. Don't hold. We're going to have to cover that kind of thing.
Right. Keep in mind, too, that property tax revenues for general fund purposes are probably going to be down this year, perhaps even more than we predicted.
It's a good point that you bring that up, because at yesterday's meeting, Al mentioned that we budgeted, as you recall, the county said, oh, budget 4.5 is your revenues, and we didn't. We budgeted 2%, and we're just going to make that 2%. The other reason why we wanted to push off until January 29th for a more thorough budget amendment so that we have the time to get this last, like, trickle of checks this month, and we have a more definitive number with regard to those property receipts, the property revenues.
The other aspect of pushing it off to the 29th, which I can support, is that each one of these cuts are going to be detailed so that it isn't just a number like I'm throwing out here that's a lump number. You're going to be able to see that it's a combination of cuts and costs so that we can see exactly where they are.
Good. Terrific. Yes, Director D'Amico.
Yes, one other thing, and for Tammy and staff, what we need. I always find that if you expect the worst and work towards fighting it off, it's better for the entire effort. what I couldn't gather from what I've seen and also on the projects that Brian, while we talk about 2008, 2009 projects, I mean, I've seen the skater in our list now for 2.5 years. What I would really like to do, and I think the public would like to know, is what projects are we essentially committed to because we have either contractual obligations with contractors, consultants, purchase orders for skater equipment or that. Which ones are we all ready to look at a budget? And while Peter and I looked through the budget, the capital budget, some of them we could see that were already in the process of being done. If those are fait accompli, I don't think it's going to serve us very well in the public that we're actually looking at $4 million when we've already committed maybe to $1 million, and we really only have $3 million to make any true decisions on. And that'll help us focus on what we have the power to change. I mean, we're not going to go into, at least at this stage, and not only taxes, but naturally bedroom tax and everything else that affects us here ultimately, because that money then filters down back to us in the general fund. So this is a reaction. We have to take a strong reaction to the stopping the rates at this point. But when we look at the new rates, I think we've got to also recognize, and I please ask the public to realize, too, that we have the utility side of the CCSD has relied on a general fund. In the future, that general fund may not be the ability to serve as a backstop. So, and that's an argument that I do appreciate what Peter has talked about previously, is that the idea of a reserve is not a luxury at this point. I think it's a necessity because it's going to be interesting if when the state starts giving out IOUs for your tax returns, I wonder if they're going to start giving out IOUs to municipalities and counties. So this is not something that's going to end in the next 6 months to a year, at least on a national or state level, but we have to at least put our house in order on a ongoing, and that's why I encourage everybody to realize that what Muriel and Alan have pointed out is we're working towards getting a rate increase for the operations, the continuing good operations of our present infrastructure, and then we'll have to look at the capital side, and there will be needs there because we do know that we need additional fire, and we also need to continue to progress on the water treatment plant, the desal plant, so that we can affect ourselves in the future, as a general discussion for the public to get involved in. Thank you.
Very, very well put. Thank you, Director D'Amico. Board members, any other comments, questions? I have a request to speak from Jerry McKinnon, who says in his note to me that now that he understands the rationale for rescinding the rate increase, he wants to address that issue, and in fairness, we'll let him come up because there was a lot of discussion here that maybe the public, that prompted questions among members of the public. So, Jerry, come on up.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the opportunity to stand before you as a charter member of the IOMC, the Inquisitive Old Man's Club. Not had the money, income money, to cover the operating costs of those two departments. We have had to borrow from this the reserve fund. It seems to me by operating with these new rates and not spending the money, we build up the reserve, we would be covering the budget in the two departments without having to borrow from the reserve. So please inform me, perhaps, why do you want to rescind the rates? Thank you.
Jerry, let me take a crack at it first, and other board members, I'm sure, will want to chime in. You will recall that the Proposition 218 vote on the rate increase that's under consideration for rescission today was very, very close. And in fact, I think razor thin would be the best way to describe it. There are some members of the community who do not believe that the proper process was followed. Others disagree and think that the process was just fine. But as a result of the controversy, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has decided to take a look at it, and they have taken the first step toward what would ultimately lead to litigation over the rate increase. Director D'Amico mentioned Pyrrhic victory. And I think that's an apt description for the situation that the district could be in, because 2 years or 3 years from now, when the smoke is cleared and the litigation is over with, perhaps the district would win, but the district would have spent several hundred thousand dollars defending the rate increase. And so the more practical thing, I think, is to just do it all over again and go through a process whereby the budget is again addressed, a thorough vetting of that budget is done so that the community can see why the rate increase is necessary. The community can make input into that process. The community can help the board determine what the priorities should be. And then once that budget is adopted, that will drive the amount
to be set aside for whatever number of years, and we'd still be faced with the exact same ongoing financial situation. So it is a matter of practicality, and as Director Sanders indicated. But the other part of it is you wouldn't be able to use the money anyhow. You just have to set it aside, because if 2 years down the road it was ordered to be rescinded, then what do you do if you've spent the money?
Right. Other board members, comments? Tina Dickinson, if you wanted to address the board now, you may, or you can wait until public comment after we've taken our action here.
I do have something that might be...
Then please come forward. Thank you.
I also want to speak at public comment.
Okay.
Okay. I've been in contact as a client with Howard Jarvis, and this morning Timothy Biddle, Director of Legal Affairs, did send me this email and a question I had to him. And it says, Tina, as our client in a potential lawsuit against the Cambria Community Services District, and this is to help Jerry maybe better understand too, with the question he had, you asked me what effect today's board meeting will have on that potential lawsuit. Now, at the time he emailed me this, I hadn't downloaded the resolution from the website, CCSD website. Obviously, until the board acts, we don't know what today's meeting will produce. I can advise you, however, that our lawsuit would challenge the entirety of the recent water and sewer rate increases on the theory that a majority of the affected property owners successfully protested those increases. Therefore, anything short of a repeal of all increases would not moot our lawsuit, and we would proceed to challenge under Proposition 218 whatever portion of the increases remained.
Thank you.
Just to clarify. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Any more discussion, board members? If not, is there a motion?
Well, I would move then that we adopt Resolution 012009, rescinding water and sewer rate adjustments for fiscal year 2008-2009 and 2009-2010.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Discussion?
Yes, under discussion.
Because I thought that Tammy or someone mentioned, would there be a decision to refund the amounts there? You need a direction.
Well,
is it clear here in the resolution?
Yeah. Let me suggest,
Director Chaldicott abstained, and President Sanders.
Yes. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Okay, now for some of the pedestrian matters. Let's have the general manager explain the process by which she proposes to refund the monies that have been collected thus far with the current rate increase, or the rate increase that was just rescinded, excuse me.
So we are talking about the September-October billing period where all of us were charged the rate adjustment that was previously approved. What we have done is had a reprogramming of our utility billing system so that when you get your utility bill that will go out tomorrow, I have staff they're on standby right now waiting until after this board meeting, and the bills will be printed showing a credit, and it will be a water credit and a sewer credit because the fees applied or the increases were to both each funds, and then you'll see your current bill at the bottom, but you're going to see whatever amount that you're going to be owing for November, December, less the credit for September, October, and what is due. There will be no cash refunds. That is far too much work. There are about 94, close to 100 accounts that are going to have to be manually processed because they are ones who were tenant situations where they moved out and moved on, whether they moved on within Cambria or moved out of the area. There's probably about a 50-50. So we're going to have staff sit down and manually process those and send those folks checks. We did discuss yesterday as the ad hoc, your finance ad hoc committee, we have an administrative policy that if it's a $5, less than $5 deal, that we don't reimburse or expect payment. So there are going to be several of those who are like, you know, partial tenants for like a month or 2 weeks. And so we will wait or be prompted by those folks if they call us that they want their rebate for the ones who have moved on. But everyone who has an established account here, I repeat, it will be shown on your bill. We were not able to get it the credit in different color ink. It's just going to be black, but you're going to see it as a water credit and a sewer credit, and it will be deducted. We did put together an informational flyer that I also previewed yesterday with your ad hoc committee, and I sent to you all for review, and it will not only show you why and how and today's action that's being taken by this board, but it also gives tips on the backside like you requested last month with regard to water conservation so that we can avoid surcharges.
Yes, that's
satisfy
fine.
Your concern?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. The next item on the agenda is public comment, and I have one request to speak from Tina Dickinson.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Tina Dickinson, Cambria. Today I echo the words of President-elect Barack Obama in a speech delivered today to the nation, in which he said, "We must make a clean break from a troubled past. The new CCSD board has done just that by adopting resolution number 01-2009. I thank the board for its wise decision made today and look forward to continued judgment as this board moves forward with the tasks at hand, which we know are very difficult. Cambrians for Fiscal Responsibility were not opposed to a reasonable rate increase. We were certainly opposed to the process and the outcome of that process. We look forward to working with the board in this new, I think there's a very different climate. And so I, representing today as one member of CFR, thank you very much for avoiding what I think could be a very stressful and difficult time ahead. So I applaud you for your action today. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to address the board? Jerry. What's the name of the club, Jerry? How many members are there? Who's the president? There you go.
Yeah. I am speaking as a representative of the Cambria Concerned Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, that organization that was out there before. I would like to have you be aware that we are still available for consultation on the new rates, working with whatever new budgets you come up with. With a reminder that we proposed to the last board that with a 10% cut in the budgets, we could make things work with a 15% increase in the rates. That may not work this time. If the 12 and 14% would have worked, well, then maybe we can negotiate down to 14%. But we have our figures based upon the facts given to us by the...
Bring up, so we are doing those savings, and I think the public should be aware that that's part of what we've been doing for 5 years.
Yes. And essentially, one top management position has been eliminated, assistant fire chief. So there have been some cuts, and there will be some more, I'm sure. Would anybody else like to address the board under public comment? Seeing no one.
Do you think we should discuss what's going to happen about the water? I mean, the rain's not come. Do you just need an informational discussion?
I was going to reserve that for the 29th of January, but perhaps an interim report.
We were just going to get confirmation that we're not going to have a meeting on the 15th, because Brian and I did discuss late yesterday evening that they will be taking well reads on the 15th, and so we would really rather be in a better position to discuss the potential for water surcharge rights on the 29th.
Tina Dickinson would like to address the board one more time. Please come up.
I have something to actually give to the board that I think might be helpful as you're addressing the budget. So I want to pass this on.
Okay. Why don't you just, you can give it to us after the meeting, and we'll get it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other business, board members? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.